Last week, I spoke of William Crotch, a child prodigy who toured England playing the organ, aged three. Today, another child prodigy, Thomas Linley, named the English Mozart. He was born in Bath in 1756 to a musical family and gave his first public violin performances when he was seven. Linley studied with Pietro Nardini in Italy, and it was there that he met Mozart, who was travelling through Florence with his father. Leopold Mozart wrote a letter to his wife describing the meeting of these two young musicians, who were both 14 at the time. The boys spent a happy afternoon with Linley playing the violin and Mozart accompanying him on the piano. They got on so well that Thomas, or little Tomasino as he was called, wept big tears when they were to part. While in Italy, Linley composed his violin sonatas and concertos and was talked of as one of the most promising geniuses of his age. While in Italy, he composed violin sonatas and concertos and was talked of as one of the most promising geniuses of his age. His compositions were well received when he returned to England, as this was a time when Italian music reigned supreme. One reviewer said that Linley's compositions were so fine that one was encouraged to overlook the misfortune of his being an Englishman. Linley moved to London when his father became the manager of the Drury Lane Theatre. Many of Linley's compositions were written for the theatre, but very little of that music survives, as it was lost in a fire at the theatre. Tragedy struck in 1778, when the 22-year-old Linley visited Grimsthorpe Castle in Lincolnshire as a guest of the Duke of Ancaster. He went boating on the castle lake with two friends, but as they neared the middle of the lake, a violent storm blew up and the boat overturned. Linley drowned while trying to swim to shore. Mozart later told a fellow musician that Linley was a true genius who, had he lived, would have been one of the greatest ornaments in the musical world. Here's the rondo from a violin sonata written by the teenage Linley while he was in Italy. It's full of exuberance, imitating hunting horns in the main theme and becoming stormy and dramatic in between. It is played here by Elizabeth Wolfish and the Locatelli Trio. Thank you. was Elizabeth Wallfish and the Locatelli Trio playing Thomas Lindley's Sonata in A, the Rondo. FMR.